Kim Weaver's director of external affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. The Thrift Savings Plan receiving letters from members of the United States Senate asking about security. And security, one of the topics my colleague Lauren Larson reports, was covered at the monthly board meeting of the Thrift Savings Plan. Kim, you have a timeline in place now for doing the security work that the members of the Senate had asked you about. What's the timeline look like, and what work exactly will you do? Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Francis. We will be doing the credentialed penetration testing that EBSA, our auditor, wanted us to do, and that the Senate, as you noted, Senator Johnson and Senator Carper sent us a letter encouraging us to do it. And as I think we talked last time, it was always our intention to get it done. We were just having to work on the rules of engagement. So we will be beginning the penetration testing by July 17th. And we are confident that we will be able to satisfy the desires of our auditor and the Senate in moving forward with that.
And I note a memo from your chief risk officer to Greg Long, the executive director of the TSP. We've welcomed labor and EBSA staff to directly monitor and observe the testing while in progress.
Absolutely.
So that although they won't be conducting the testing themselves, they'll be able to eyeball it the same minutes that your team's eyeballing it.
That's exactly right. Everyone's going to be, there's going to be quite a crowded monitor, but everyone's going to be there. looking over everyone's shoulders as it moves forward, and as I said, we are pleased that we have put this behind us and we will be moving forward.
This memo says initiating a penetration test on TSP systems by July 17th. Do we know a timeline after that, when the testing will be completed, when the results will be known, and so on?
No, but there are steps that you take when you're doing this. This is the way it's been explained to me. So you go a certain distance into the system, and then everyone reconnoiters, and then you do it again. So when it would be concluded is not yet known.
Another topic of very high interest at the board meeting this month that Lauren reported on, and I say high interest because it's highly interesting to me, is a more proactive and more elevated level of customer service that you'd like to provide to participants. What's the concept, first off, behind the Now and Later program that Greg Long rolled out?
Well, we have been, the Thrift Plan has done, I think, a very good job of being responsive to its participants. If someone calls in, we handle their request, we do whatever they need. We are very responsive in fulfilling their transactions. But I think where we fail we could be better is in creating more of a relationship with people so that they, if they have a question, they call us and they ask us and they know where a source of information is. And that underlies sort of the whole philosophy under the presentation that Greg gave on Monday to our board and our Thrift Advisory Council, who are made up of postal and federal employee unions and management associations. And it just goes through a whole variety of scenarios as to how we want to be more proactive and do more outreach to our participants so that they're more comfortable with the TSP. We're an important part of their retirement system, and they should really understand what we do for them.
So what I take away from looking at these slides is, I used the word proactive earlier, and that's what I see here, not so much you're going to maybe give advice or that kind of thing. But here's one example. After 1 year, Lauren joins the Federal Service. This is you're using a hypothetical person named Lauren, and it starts out, Lauren joins the military. Lauren leaves the military, takes a private sector job. So here's one. After 1 year, Lauren joins the Federal Service. And then one side of the slide is TSP Now, and it describes what you currently would do for that person. And then the other side of the slide is what you're proposing to do in the future. And I mean, I could go through all of these, but that proactivity is what jumped out at me as far as every single one of these. It's not that you're going to necessarily be doing things to offer advice as far as, you know, what fund should I be in. I guess there's a fine line between financial advice and a higher level of customer service, right, Kim?
Well, exactly. We just, the advice question is something that I think we're going to be struggling with because there is a line between education and advice. So we can say, here's what the five funds do, and this is what they, the indexes they match, and this is how if one goes up, the other's likely to go down. That's education. Advice is, and based on your personal information, you should go into this fund.
Right.
And so advice goes, you know, a bridge further than we go right now, and that's something we're going to be exploring. I don't think that's imminent. And in fact, a lot of what Greg talked about on Monday is it's a long-term plan. This is for our next strategic plan, which will come due next year. Mm-hmm. And so it's a 5 to 7 year look at where we want to be. But it's not that everything's going to stay constant and then in 5 years, all of a sudden, poof, it's a different TSP. We will be doing things along the way to improve the TSP, and they're all sort of going to be under this umbrella of a more proactive, as you said. We look at it as we're set up right now to be one-to-many. We're talking to many people. We would like to be more one-to-one or one to a targeted segment. So later in the presentation, it talks about Lauren turns 50, and she hears nothing from us right now. And we know, just because we're hitting that ages ourselves, when you hit 50, you start thinking a lot more seriously about your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a perfect time for someone to, for us to reach out and say, okay, you're 50. You can start making catch-up contributions now if you want to, the additional contributions over and above. And, you know, here's where you're positioned in terms of your likely TSP income in retirement. Because at 50, you still have, you know, 10, 15 years left in your service, and you can still make meaningful differences in your retirement income. And we don't want that opportunity to pass somebody by.
I do note the ones, for example, I'm looking at the one the TSP tweets about rolling IRAs and employer-sponsored plans into TSP accounts. Lauren reads it, watches the online video, wants to roll her 401k from her old private sector job. And right now she's doing all the legwork.
Right.
And in the TSP later segment, you are helping her in a lot more proactive way about doing that.
Exactly.
So my first thought was these are all great ideas.
And they're going to cost more.
Yes. How did you anticipate that?
Yes. That is something that we are very sensitive to, obviously. We are a low-cost option, and by law, we are supposed to be low-cost. And so that will be something that we will be very cognizant of as we move forward. This was a topic that was discussed at the board meeting on Monday, and Greg made it clear that this is not improvement at any price. Like, if it's going to cost hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to get all this done, we're not doing that. But we are going to explore ways of doing this in continuing to be a low-cost option. And I think that is very important to our participants as well. People want better service. They want more proactive service. But there's a price point at which I think that would become problematic.
Is there a timeline attached to any of this, or are there authorities that you need in order to be able to do some of these things, or all of these things, or how will all of that work?
The only one that needs, at this point, that we're sort of focused on, if we decide to give people more flexibility in the way they withdraw the money from the TSP, that will need legislation, and that we will likely pursue sometime later this year, and obviously legislation is, you know, subject to congressional schedules and can't really be planned. But most of the other parts of this are under our control and are subject to improving the website, recompeting our call center contracts, those kinds of things, and trying to balance the cost that you just raised with the now and later vision that we have.